Suddenly, a stuffed little man climbs in through the tiny window. "I will spin this jar into gold," he said, "but that will you give me in return?" "You can have my necklace," said the miller's daughter. "Well, I suppose it will have to do," muttered the stuffed little man, and he set to work at once. Whirr, 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 when the spinning wheel. Soon the room was filled with the finest golden chart. When the last price of that had been sprung into gold, the stuffed little man disappeared. In the morning, the kid was amazed to see so much gold, but he was a greedy king. He led the miller's daughter to another room filled with stars. This room was every bigger than the first room. "You are to spin all of these stars into gold by morning," he commanded. "Lucy, the door behind him." The miller's daughter sobbed and sobbed. All at once, the starched little man appeared again. "If I spin all of this star into gold," he said, "what will you give me?" "My ring," said the miller's daughter. "You can have my ring." The starched little man took the ring and began to spin the starch into gold. Whirr, 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 when the spinning wheel. Whirr, 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 the starched little man worked at all night. The disappeared once more. In the morning, the kid was delighted to see this room glittering with gold hue, and he led the miller's daughter to yet another room. This room was even bigger than the others, and it was filled with stars from top to bottom. "If you spin all of this star into gold by morning," he said, "I will make you my wife." The king was beginning to think that the miller's daughter was clever as well as beautiful. He was becoming very rich. As he locked the door, the miller's daughter sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. Once again, the starched little man appeared. "I have nothing left to give you," wept the miller's daughter. "You will marry the king," said the starched little man, "and you will have a baby. If you spin all of this star into gold, you must promise to give me the baby in return." The miller's daughter had her promise. There was nothing early she could do. Whirr, 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 went the spinning wheel. Whirr, 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 whirr. Once more, the room was filled with gold, and so the king married the miller's daughter. A year passed, and the miller's daughter, who was now the queen, had a baby boy. One day, the starched little man appeared again. "I have come from the baby," he said. The queen held the baby charter. She had forgotten her promise. "No, no," she cried. "You can have all the jewels and gold in the kingdoms, but you cannot have my baby." She began to sob. The starched little man felt sorry for her. "I will give you 3 days to tell me my name," he said. "Each day you can have 3 gooses. If you have not gooses my name, after 3 days, the baby will be mine." The queen said mastery all over the land in search of names. When the starched little man appeared on the first day, the queen asked him, "Is your name Jack or Jar or Ivan?" "No, these names are not mine," grinned the starched little man. The next day, the queen asked, "Is your name Bunchbird or Skinny X or Bigfoot?" No, these names are not my earthly, laughed the starch little man. By now, the queen was very worried. Late that night, the messenger returned to the castle. He had something to tell the queen. This evening, as I was riding through the forest, I saw a starch little man. He was dancing round the fire singing. Is my name so fine? Tomorrow, the baby will be mine. When the starch little man appeared on the third day, the queen said, Is your name Field, Fox, or Knick-Knack? No, no, he crossed her. Then your name Master be, said the queen. When the starch little man heard his name, he flew into a rage and stormed out of the place, never to be seen again.